I'm Mark Milstein. I'm a clinical professor of management at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, and I'm also director of the Center for Sustainable Global Enterprise, which is situated in the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. My work really focuses on how companies can frame sustainability, also known as ESG, or looking at social and environmental issues, as a way for the company to achieve growth and innovation. So instead of looking at social and environmental issues, say, as a driver of costs or as a compliance problem, we really look at sustainability as a way that companies can develop new products, new services, commercialize new technologies, and be more competitive in the marketplace. We've worked with one of the largest retailers in the United States that has been looking at how they can get more customers to consider buying what they call better for you products. So these are products that would be organics or natural based products. And we worked with a student team working with the company. And what we found actually was the company didn't need to go get new customers. What it needed to do was communicate better with the customers that it already had. Those customers were already going to buy those products. They just didn't realize the retailer carried them. It's really tapping into the fact that consumers are demanding products that embody the social and environmental values that they have. They want to frequent the companies that mirror those values, and they don't always know exactly what's available in the marketplace or how to evaluate where to get something or how to get it. Internationally, worked with the country of Palau. Several years ago, they established what they called a sustainability pledge. So all tourists coming into the country, instead of getting a visa stamp in their pass, they actually have a pledge that is stamped in their passport. As a tourist, you sign that pledge that's stamped in your passport, and it tells, it basically is a testament that you are going to tread lightly when you're in the country. You're going to be very well marketed and communicated around the world, seen as a real cutting edge approach to tourism and sustainability. But it was less clear to those that had created it whether it was having the impact they wanted. And so working with a group of students, interviewing folks in the community in Palau and tourists, we were able to understand much more clearly that while the pledge was really effective, the issues didn't just stem from tourism. There were behaviors and activities that were going on in the local population as well. And what really was necessary was a more systemic view of the problem and getting all of the community involved in change, not just tourists, but the companies that were serving those tourists, other companies broadly in the community, and even the government.